This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad is engineering the broadcast while Jason is getting set up. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Jason. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Schedule for this week, today it's Gwyneth, and Thursday it's Rich Sheeban. He's been passionate about the election fraud, and he's going to be with me tomorrow, Thursday. And Friday it's Captain John Reagan. He's going to wipe that smile right off your face, as he always does. He's going to be sharing news and what's happening, and it will be riveting as always. And thank you, Captain John Reagan, for being with us on Friday. Today is Veterans Day. It was originally known as Armistice Day. It's a federal holiday, and it's observed annually. Today, November 11th, a day in which we honor all military veterans who were honorably discharged. Today is a day that coincides with other holidays, including Remembrance Day and Armistice Day, which is celebrated in other countries, and it marks the anniversary of the end of the First World War. And the major hostilities of World War One were formally ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, when the armistice with Germany took effect. In 1954, at the urging of U.S. veteran organizations, Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day. Veterans Day is different from Memorial Day. Veterans Day honors all veterans who were honorably in service. Memorial Day honors those who have died while in military service. Both are significant. Both are important. Thank you, veterans, for your service. My grandfather was in World War One. He was gassed. It was terrible. Chlorine gas, mustard gas. What an awful, awful, horrific conflict. Not to diminish that of World War II. World War II was just as horrible, just as awful. And I don't think anyone whom I have met who was in either one of those conflicts, wars, World War I or World War II, came back the same. Even if they weren't physically mutilated, injured, shot, cut up, partially dismembered, they came back with scars in their minds of how horrible this was. I know a man who was shell-shocked. And you know that I have assigned Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point, the 1960s television series as homework. Assigned homework. I haven't delineated all the reasons why I have assigned it, but for those of you who have watched it, you will find it riveting, fascinating, horrifying, you will see some good in people and you will see some bad in people. One of the reasons why I've assigned it as homework is that's where we're headed. You will see the cowards. You will see those who have stood up in the face of oppression and have done the right thing. You'll see both sides. And you will certainly recognize the difference. And then you will see cowards who have turned around and become honorable. You will see strafing. You will see gunshots. You'll see machine gun shots. You will see cannon fire. You will see half tracks, tanks. And for those who have been involved in that, World War One, World War Two, they're really scarred. I was related through marriage to an uncle. He was a combat photographer. And he was standing between two tanks. And they discharged. This was during Korea, the Korean conflict or the Korean War. He was just standing, you know, between the cannons. And when they went off, the concussion was so great, it knocked him down, knocked him out, and his ears were ringing for the rest of his life. And he just died a couple years ago. We're talking about from the 1950s through the teens, the 20-teens. His ears were still ringing. So please don't forget the sacrifices that people have made when they have joined the military. My father was in the Philippines. And he was part of the Liberation Force in the Philippines. So was Captain John Reagan, his father. And our fathers might have known each other, but we don't know that because both have passed on. They were both there around the same time. And my father told me that he'll never, ever forget the smell of rotting flesh. He was involved in burying people. He was involved in putting hydrated lime on bodies. He was involved in warfare. He saw it. The flotilla of ships that he was on were strafed by the kamikazes. They would be, as he would refer to them, the Japs. I don't care if what people say. That's what they called them, Japs. As in J-A-P-A-N. Or Japanese. That's what they called them. And if you watch McHale's Navy television show, that's what they called them. I'm not using it as a derogatory term. I'm just telling you that's what they called them. And they tried to kill my dad. And a lot of the servicemen that he was with. And they tried to sink our ships. And they attacked Pearl Harbor. And they started World War II. They did. The Japanese. In 1941, December 7th, 1941. What's known as an unprovoked attack on the U.S. Naval Harbor at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, United States of America. They attacked us. And so a bunch of guys enlisted. My uncles enlisted in World War II to defend the United States. By the way, Germany, a couple days later, a few days later, I think four days later, declared war on the United States. So Japan attacked us, which started World War II, unannounced. And then Germany joined in 4 days later and declared war. So I had uncles on both sides of the war. I mean, not both sides of the war. Both fronts. The European front and in Asia. Everyone came back scarred. To his dying day, my dad would wake up in the middle of the night screaming, "Get the gun, get the gun, get the gun." He'd look all around. He would be there fighting with his rifle. He'd be reliving it most days. Nightmares. My dad was tough. My dad was Italian. 6 feet tall, blonde hair, blue-eyed. He's an athlete. A track athlete. He could really run very quickly. He's in incredible physical shape. And yet, the scars of being strafed and bombed and machine gunned by airplanes when you're in the middle of the ocean and no place to go except jump off, which some of his fellow soldiers did while they were on fire. Ships were burning, sinking. Ships were on fire. There's no place to go. Explosions were imminent. And they jumped off into the sea. Some survived, some didn't. So those are the kind of scars that people have and experienced from World War II. And there are not many left from World War II. Today's class is a topic that I find quite interesting. Interesting because I received an email from Kathy. She's going to be on with us next Friday. And the theme is, she didn't use exactly these words, but what do you do when there's no one to call? How do you fix things? How do you fix things? How does a domestic engineer fix things around the house? How do you prevent more damage from occurring? How do you do that? That's what she's going to teach us next Friday. Bert, next Friday, hour number two, is going to interview me about preparedness. At least that's what's scheduled right now. Gwyneth called this morning, and her theme for today is, what do you do when there's no one to call? Now, we're not talking philosophically, oh, let's prevent a meltdown. That's not what we're talking about. What actually do you do when there's no one to call? What kind of things can go wrong? Gwyneth is going to share with us her last 10 days of when it went wrong and there's no one to call. Communications, electricity, pretty much a lot of things go wrong simultaneously. What do you do? Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She lives on a farm around 20 acres in the middle of nowhere. Welcome, Gwyneth. I think we've got to pot up, as in potentiometer, bring up her sound level. I don't hear Gwyneth, are you there? Hey, Gwyneth. Well, let's see. We'll try it. Okay. Hey, Brent. Well, okay, so we don't have Gwyneth yet? Or we do? Okay, very good. Okay. So we're trying to get Gwyneth again. And so do you know anyone who has been at the receiving end of cannon fire? Who has been shell-shocked? I do. I know a man who is now deceased. He was at the receiving end of some of this horrific, horrific explosion after explosion after explosion from shells. It is terrifying. And you don't know if you go left, if you're going to be blown to bits, or if you stay where you are, if you're going to be blown to bits, or you don't know where to go. And it's all around you. And buildings are being blown to bits. Rubble's flying through the air. The noise is deafening.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Very, very well on this Veterans Day, Armistice Day, and Remembrance Day throughout many countries in the world. Gwyneth, did you hear what I had to say, or were you disconnected at the time, first segment, about when I was talking about the veterans?
No, I heard what you had to say about, here in Australia, we call it Remembrance Day. Because, of course, our soldiers were over there fighting the good fight as well. And what people have to remember is that both the Kaiser's army, Kaiser Wilhelm was, he was quite a brutal man. He was even brutal to his own people. And I'm sure there were beefs on each side with World War One, but World War Two, Hitler was absolutely pure evil, and I don't think there's any historian on the earth that would, you know, seriously consider the fact that, that would seriously think that Hitler was a good man. He was not a good man, okay? And he needed to be gone to war against, and he needed to be defeated. And I think the only shame of it was that so many really awful comrades or, you know, friends of his were given political asylum in the US after World War II, which has led to a lot of our current problems. But anyway, this is all mainline history. If anyone wants to research it, they can certainly do so. It was a truly awful time. And I knew people who were in, there was one man in particular. He was very, very old. When I was a teenager, he was very old. He would have been in his 90s. And I'll call him Dudley. And he was extremely old, and he was blind. And he was a British officer in both World War One and World War Two. And he lived next door, and he used to come across to Mum's place at 4 p.m. every day, and he'd say, "Hello, Mum, I don't suppose you could be making me a cup of tea?" And Mum would say, "Of course, old Dudley, you just sit across there, I'll make you a cup of tea." And every day at 4 p.m., he would have a cup of tea with my mum and I. And, you know, and Dad would show up for afternoon tea if he was there as well. So afternoon tea was a little bit of a tradition at our place. But he had shell shock. And he would, they used to have a midday siren in Rotorua, which was the old air raid siren. And it was the signal for all the shops and offices to close. And everybody would head out to the parks with their sandwiches and their tea thermoses, and they would fill up the pubs and clubs and restaurants, and they would spend an hour having lunch. And there would be no shops and no offices open for the whole hour. Everybody would go to lunch. I don't think anybody does that today, but this is how it was during the day. Back, and this was only during the 1980s at Rotorua in New Zealand. And you couldn't get anything done during lunch. You know, don't try and get your banking done or anything. There's going to be no tellers there. The banks will all be shut for a whole hour. But the midday siren was the air raid siren. And if he happened to be in town, he would literally jump under one of the tables. And he would, he would go into a state of utter panic and shock. And I believe that that was shell shock from when he was a, British officer. I think he might have had a few close calls. And, I'll tell you actually a story. I've never been in a war zone, okay? But I have been in wars at various times. With the authorities here in, or so-called authorities here in Australia. And it was mostly with regards to keeping myself and my children safe. So going to war against child protection and going to war against police that were, protecting pedophiles and this sort of thing. And I don't mean a shooting war. I mean a legal war. Okay, a war in the law court, and a war.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following weeks of increased COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, more state leaders have begun asking residents to stay at home in hopes of helping curb the virus. This week, Texas became the first U.S. state to surpass 1 million cases. COVID-19 is hurting us more than we think. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has this.
A new study published in The Lancet points to another devastating effect of COVID-19. The study shows that 1 in 5 coronavirus patients were diagnosed with mental illness within 3 months of being diagnosed with the virus. The data collected suggests that COVID patients are at a higher risk of developing anxiety, depression, insomnia, and other mental health illnesses than patients with other illnesses. The researchers say that their preliminary results are enough to warrant further research into the link between coronavirus and mental illness. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena, or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his 8th term. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his 8th term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate, too, if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Class, I'm going to share something that might shed some light on this. Talking about the horrors of war. And I mentioned that my dad served in the Pacific, and he saw the horrors of war. And I wasn't able to put these pieces together until I was quite a bit older. And so my dad would have these nightmares, and I didn't know about this. I did not know about this until the last 10 years of my dad's life. My mom and dad kept this from me. What would happen I mentioned before, my dad was a teacher. He was a teaching principal. Imagine that, being a teacher and a principal at the same time. And then he was a principal, and then he was an acting superintendent. Well, he would have these horrific nightmares, and he would fall out of bed. He'd say, "Get the gun, get the gun." I mean, he was reliving combat, protecting his life and the life of those around him. He'd fall out of bed, do a swan dive right in his face, right on the hardwood floor. And he'd be black and blue in his face. And he'd go to work, and the other teachers would look at him and say, "Who'd you get in a fight with?" How do you explain that? How do you explain that you didn't go out on a bender and not do a swan dive, you know, Monday morning, and not do a swan dive on the pavement or get in a brawl? How do you defend that? How do you say, "Well, I just had a nightmare"? How do you defend that? You can't. So he lived with this, and he couldn't fix it, and he was not on meds. You know, he wasn't on those mind-altering meds that so many people are on today. They call it PTSD today. He just toughed it out, like everyone else did. And I didn't know this until I saw it firsthand in the last 10 years or so of his life, when I moved my dad and mom in with us so we could take care of them. And I heard it one night. And my mom said, "It's been like that since World War II. I'm talking about the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. So when you think about veterans who have actually been there, please keep in mind that maybe they've gone through some horrors that are just unimaginable, unthinkable, at the hands of a few crazy, deranged, sick leaders. And what really should have happened is the GIs should have gone to Berlin or the Wehrmacht or the SS, and they tried, and just taken out that guy and the Emperor of Japan. Should have taken him out. It would stop the whole thing. And the millions who lost their homes, their children, their aunts, uncles, grandparents, mothers, fathers, wouldn't have had to. And if you watch Combat, C-O-M-B-A-T, which I've assigned as homework, the television series, C-O-M-B-A-T, exclamation point, you will see some of these horrors, and they are just awful. Gwyneth, so you remember Dudley, and Dudley was a shell-shocked man, in your opinion?
Yes.
And yeah, do you think...
In my humble opinion, because, if that air raid siren went off and he was in town with his son, he would literally dive under a restaurant table. And it would all come back to him because he heard that siren. And everybody here knows the siren that I'm talking about. That one. You know, anybody, I mean, maybe the younger generation don't unless they listen to the Alex Jones show. He plays it from time to time just to, you know, just to remind people what it sounds like, because I don't think that a lot of people of the younger generation have ever heard one. But it's a very distinctive sound, and if you ever hear one, you will never, ever forget it. It's a very, very unforgettable sound, and apparently it was a very common PTSD or shell shock trigger back in the day, because for a lot of people it was the sound that they heard immediately before their whole life was destroyed. Yeah, that's how it was. But what I'm saying also is that PTSD is a real problem for a lot of people today simply through what the government has done to them. in so-called peacetime, because the government's been at war with we the people since at least the 1990s, 1980s and 1990s. I would say that since the Bush crime family and the Clinton crime family came into power, they have been at war with we the people. And they have used the Child Protective Services to bust up families and provide children for the pedophile cartels. And they have used the drug, so-called war on drugs, to, incriminate a whole lot of people for and put them in jail for life for the fact is that they had a little bit of some herb in their pocket. Whether you agree with them carrying that around with them or not, I don't think that it justifies putting somebody in prison for the rest of their life, you know, and leaving children fatherless or motherless, and you know, destroying whole families. That certainly doesn't justify. Oh, and by the way, the woman who did all that, her name was called Kamala Harris. And guess who she is? She is Joe Biden's running mate. So if you think this is all over, this has just begun. Because the woman who put in the zero tolerance policy on that locks people up for 20 and 30 years for having an ounce of hemp in their pocket, you know, that woman is going to be the vice president probably very soon. And given the fact that Joe, what's-his-face, is a doddery old man who has Alzheimer's, that she's probably going to be the president within 6 months to a year, if that. Maybe they'll just, I don't know, slip something into good old Joe's drink, and then, you know, then she'll just say, oh, yes, well, now he's dead, then I'm the vice president. I'm now the president. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying this is how these people think, and this is how these people operate. They're quite ruthless, even with their own people. So with regard to PTSD, I think that it is actually, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, but I have had a chance to have a good old think about how the mind works. And I think that it's actually a set of survival responses. And in my humble opinion, should not be classified as a mental illness. Because it's like this. If you have a set of life-threatening circumstances, okay, and then you have a reaction that saves your life in that set of life-threatening circumstances, so that at the end of the day you're still living and breathing, then a part of your brain called the brainstem or the reptilian mind is going to remember that set of responses. And when it gets the same sort of triggers, even subconscious triggers that you may not even be consciously aware of, it's going to spit out the same responses that saved your life last time. So what it is, I believe that it should not be classified as a mental illness. I believe that it should be seen as a set of wiring in the brain that is there for the purposes of survival. And that in our prehistoric past, it was quite useful. In our historic past, it was quite useful, and it has actually saved people's lives of having those instinctive responses to threat stimuli, let's just call them, where the person responds without thinking to a set of stimulus in a way that saves their life. Whether that is jumping under the table, or whether it is something like flipping out when you see, a guy with slanty eyes, with a machine gun trained on you. Okay? That's just saying that's how it was back in the day, and these things are triggers for people with PTSD or shell shock. And I think that if people understand this about shell shock or PTSD, then they will be able to they'll be able to respond to their own set of PTSD triggers with a lot more clarity, okay, to just slow themselves down for half a second and to maybe moderate their responses. Because I have my own set of triggers. When I see a police car, I get a PTSD response to that police car because I have had so many adverse situations where those people have flat out threatened my life. And I get a certain set of responses, but over the years I have learned to put a set of reins on those responses. The response does not go away. And I'm not going to say what the response is on air, but the response does not go away, but I can control it. And yeah, that's what people have to do, because I can't take any of these drugs because I have, I don't want to take any of these drugs, but I don't, I can't because I have a liver problem. Which is non-alcoholic fatty liver disorder, which probably relates to, past life birthmark or scar that I have. But, you know, you've got to learn to deal with this in your life just in order to function, or it will take over. And then you'll be unable to function, and then you're no use to anybody. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and we come back. I've got some comments about some of the things that you said. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's in the dark right now. It's nighttime. And no lights. No lights. No computer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Griff Isaacs is with us, and had a couple quick comments. One is I wanted to thank you, Gwyneth, for last week's class. You were asked if you would take the broadcast solo with no notice, and you went live. And what I wanted to demonstrate to our class was the ability that our instructors have to do that kind of a thing. Without notice, jump into a situation and take command. And you did it, and Rich Sheban did it, and Kathy did it, and you were all absolutely fantastic at it. And I wanted to say thank you very much for that. It was beyond impressive. And as a teacher, you know, even though all y'all are adults, it is just so heartwarming to see when someone you work with rises to that kind of an occasion, because we're going down the drain, and you were able to demonstrate what it's like to be there and run solo with a broadcast. Now, I don't believe that you were educated as a broadcaster. I wasn't. Dr. Sheely wasn't. Captain John Reagan wasn't. Rich Sheban wasn't. We weren't. And Kathy wasn't. We're just people who just rose to the occasion. And I remember that, you know, 20 years ago, the thought of calling into a broadcast to ask a question of the host or the guest was quite intimidating. I didn't want to do it, and I didn't do it. But yet, here you were. You took the broadcast. You were in the dark, no computer, nothing to fall back on, literally in the dark, no lights, because your solar system was out of electricity in the middle of the night, and you did it. And I just want to say thank you. That's one thing. I wanted to let the class know what you're talking about with that air raid siren. I'm going to play a little bit of this. Now, please, this is not real. Well, it's a real air race iron, but this is not a situation where we are being attacked. This is just so you can hear what that sound. Yeah, this is what it sounds like. This is the sound that I, as a child, heard through the air. I'm not talking about over the radio. I'm just talking about outside. There were civil defense sirens, these horns, and they were mounted on tall power poles. And they would test them every once in a while. But before they tested them, back in the 1940s in England and in Europe, these things were the real deal. Now, this is just so you know what it sounds like. Okay, that was it. So, Gwyneth, did you hear that okay?
Yep.
Is that the sound you're talking?
I'm very familiar with that sound.
Yeah, that's
they supplied every midday at Rotorua in New Zealand all through my childhood, and I didn't hear it when I was at home because we lived in the suburbs and so it was some kilometres away. But you know, if I happened to be in town and it happened to be noon, the air raid siren would go off at exactly noon every single day, and it was on top of the post office. So, yeah, I think that might have had something to do with it, because that's, you know, post offices, people think, oh, post office, you know, but the post office is the main center of government logistics, and in times of war, the postal machinery can be very quickly and very easily converted from carrying letters to carrying missiles and carrying firearms, you know, for the army. And that's one reason often why the post office is a center of interest when a foreign power wants to take over a nation. So,
okay,
I don't think that's any big secret.
Well, you know, I don't think it's as widely understood as you just made it. And here in our little hamlet in nowhere, Missouri, the United States Postal Service, which is a quasi public private organization, probably just a private corporation with oversight from the federal government. They wanted to close a bunch of post offices. And they were having meetings years ago here in our little hamlet. And they were going to tell us how it was going to be. And I went there and I exposed these guys. And I believe I actually frightened them, because I told them I was going to go on the air and name who they were. If they thought they were going to close our post office, I was going to name who they were, where they lived. And you know what? They didn't close our post office. They didn't. Because I told them it was the center. We don't have anything in this village, and this is the center of it, and you want to take this away? Oh, no, not without a fight. That's what we did. And they were terrified. I made them turn their badges around so we could see them.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.